Yerushalmi Shvi'ith, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Kuf Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis from the Dalaf at the Mishnah. Echad Ilan Sarak Vechad Ilan Ma'achal Roy Noisan Keilu Hein Te'enim Emurim Lasos Kikad Vela Shoshishim Mana Ay Beitalki Choshin Ko Beisa Bishvilan Pachos Mikan Ein Choshin Lohen Elat Sochan. Whether a non-fruit-bearing or fruit-bearing tree, we view it as if there are figs. If they are capable of producing a fig cake the value of 60 Italian mana, one may plough the entire beisar for them. Less than that, one may only plough whatever is needed for them. Hay echad oifer kikad zveila, v'shnaim ein oifim, or shnaim oifim ve'echad ein oifer, ein choshen lahen ela sochon at jehir shloisha. If one of the trees produces a fig cake amount of the size of three trees, and the other two don't produce at all, or two together produce a fig cake's amount, and one doesn't produce at all, one may only plough whatever is needed, unless they all produce. U'meshoisha v'atesha hayu asar, u'me'asar u'malan, ben oifin ben chen oifin, choshen kol beisar bishvilan. If there are between 3 and 9 trees, they must together produce a fig's cake amount, but if there are 10 trees in a beisar or more, whether or not they together produce a fig cake's amount, one may plough the entire beisar for them. שנאמר בחרש וקצת שבויס, אין צריך לומר חרש וקצר של שביעית, אלא חרש של האור שביעית, שנכס לשביעית, וקצר של שביעית, שהוא יוצא למרצה שביעית. What is the source for the first mission's teaching that we may not plough a field before Shvi'ith? The Pasuk says in Shmois, in Perek Lamadala Pasuk Chof Aleph, you shall rest from ploughing and harvesting. The Pasuk doesn't need to prohibit ploughing and harvesting during Shvi'ith, because there's another Pasuk elsewhere that prohibits it, in Vayikra Chof Gimel, Chof Hei, Pasuk Dalet. Rather, if prohibiting ploughing before Shvi'ith, for Shvi'ith, and harvesting Shvi'ith produce on Matzah Shvi'ith. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ma'achosh Roshus, Af Ketzir Roshus, Yotze Ketzir Ha'Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says that this Pasuk refers to actually observing Shabbos. Just as ploughing is optional, so too the harvesting here is optional. This excludes harvesting barley for the Korban Omer, which is a mitzvah, and is permitted on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Echad ilan swak v'lama amru te'inim alidei she'peyoseihem, gasim v'hein oisif harbe, hari etzog peyoseif gasin, v'hein oisin harbe, hari zesin oisin harbe v'hein peyosein gasin, v'eilu oisif harbe u'peyosein gasin. And the Gemara asks, the Mishnah taught whether a non-fruit-bearing tree. Now, why do they require calculating using fig trees? Since their fruits are larger and they produce a large yield, as opposed to an ester tree that has large fruits but doesn't produce a large yield, and an olive tree that produces a large yield but doesn't have large fruit. Amr b'chia ba'ada kalilane avdin shana par shana v'huteinta avda al shana. Rabchia bar Adda says that every tree produces a large amount in the first year, but less in the second year. A fig tree produces a large amount every year. Hay oisem chule, rabbi Rishim b'chanina, uvavad shula yefchois mecheshboin meshulashim. The Mishnah taught that if one tree produces a fig cake and the other two don't produce at all, one may only plough whatever is needed unless they all produce. Rabbi said from Rechanina that as long as any tree doesn't produce less than a third of a fig cake. Zeira bar Rechanina amar uvavad shula yefchois mecheshboin metushoin. The Zeira bar Rechanina says that if there are 9 trees, it's as long as it doesn't produce less than a ninth of a fig cake. Similarly, if there are 4 trees, it's as long as any tree doesn't produce less than a quarter of a fig cake. Hayu arbor v'abaka oiver b'keilav, shnaim v'ein abaka oiver b'keilav, mekeon she'ein abaka oiver b'keilav, at roye oithon ki'ilu chamisha. If there were 4 trees with space in between them for the ox to pass with its plough, and another 2 which don't have space in between them for the ox to pass, since they can't pass, we view it as one single tree, so that there are now 5 trees in total, and each tree must therefore produce a fifth of a fig cake. Hayu chamisha tafluta d'Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan t'taninan tamon kerem shehu natur al pochis midalamas Reb Shimon oimer einu kerem Rabbanan oimer kerem v'royim esayim soif ki'ilu einun v'choshen kol beisar b'shvilam. If there were 5 trees without enough space between them, it falls into the dispute of Reb Shimon and Rabbanan of the Mishnah in Kilayim. If a vineyard was planted with less than 4 amos between each row, Reb Shimon says it isn't a halachic vineyard and he may plant within 4 amos of them. Rabbanan say that it's a vineyard and we view the middle rows as if they don't exist and he may plough the entire beisar. Shneimar b'chosh v'katzei tishbois la'asya d'lay aleisha in choshin lahen elasochon shneimar b'chosh v'katzei tishbois in soch leima chulei. The Mishnah quoted the Pasuk, you shall rest from ploughing and harvesting. The Pasuk is explaining the reason of the first clause of the Mishnah, that if they don't produce enough, he may only plough as much as is needed for them. Because the Pasuk says, you shall rest from ploughing and harvesting, so there's only permission to plough before Shvi'ith when it's needed by the trees, but not when needed for Shvi'ith. The Pasuk doesn't need to prohibit ploughing and harvesting during Shvi'ith, as we explained earlier. Vibishmol Kudate Dubishmol Ama Eina Ime Ba Mithuya Yatzakasia Haime Shi Mitzvah. Vibishmol earlier followed his opinion that the barley for the Oima offering cannot be bought from Suya, only from Erchisol, and it must be harvested for the sake of the Oima, as the harvesting is an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of the Oima. He understands that the Pasuk was referring to Shabbos, and the Pasuk only prohibits optional harvesting, but one may harvest for the Oima on Shabbos.